everybody. Welcome back from our 8-month disappearance. Where did we go? Somewhere in Canada, maybe?
A year hiatus. I'm sorry, we never officially declared that we'd be leaving, so it's...
We haven't gone around to it. We've been too busy playing Halo.
Because we really don't like you guys. Yeah.
Too busy playing Halo as well.
So today we have everyone here. All the entire Chubb Club. Except one of us, which is the main banner.
He's like the mythical Pokemon.
You don't see it. You probably won't in your lifetime.
But anyways, we have Ruben here. I'm here, Isaac. And then we have Joe.
You all need to speak up!
No, it's fine. Yeah, we have Joe next to me. And then we have the long and awaited, cheeked up, all fucking Daylan.
He's a buff.
Body.
Daylan has not gotten any fucking sleep.
We are 3.5 men tonight.
We've been playing Halo since yesterday.
Four and
Edward's the half.
Daylan hasn't gotten any sleep because we've been playing Halo since yesterday. Some of this recording, Halo 1 came out yesterday. Not in 1990 something, but like in 2020.
It came out on the Master Chief Collection for the PC.
Halo 1 came out on PC. No, not the first time. The second, yeah, that.
For reals this time.
For reals.
We're not messing around. But we've been playing that, and it's been pretty fucking fun, honestly.
Last night was, I think, the hardest I've laughed in a while.
It was chaotic.
Hardest I've been.
But I mean, we even played Halo Reach, but Halo 1 is just the spawns were so terrible, but I think that's what made it funny. It's because you would go and you turn around and there would be three people standing around you You would die and you come back and you'd be like, yeah, I'm back.
God, the flamethrower is fucking terrible.
Especially if you die at the same time, you just spawn right next to each other.
And you can even kill yourself with the flamethrower.
Yeah, you can.
The worst map for that was probably Chiron, the teleporter one. Yeah. Because I was saying earlier, it's either you get a flamethrower to the face as soon as you send through a teleporter, or you just walk forward and you get fucking shot by a magnum this next second.
That map is essentially just a whole bunch of... There's no doorways, there's just small rooms and multiple teleporters connecting all of them.
It's pretty funny, honestly. I mean, I think my favorite thing I did was just get a rocket launcher and just wait. Or have a flamethrower and just wait.
Yeah.
I would see the little blip of the enemies coming, or you guys coming in, and I was like, this is my fucking chance. And then boom, I just unleash fire. And just be happy about it. Personally, I think my favorite one was the rat race one. That really small.
That's a fun one.
Where we played the juggernaut and stuff, because that one was just single minute, there's always someone. And I think that's fun because you're always fighting somebody.
I don't even understand what the game mode's about. It's all the same.
I know, the juggernaut ones and all them kind of. I mean, the only one that was cool was the Phantoms one. But the other one was sucked.
And even then, when we played Phantoms, we chose a shitty map for it.
Yeah, wasn't it super?
It was
super
the
big?
Super
Blood
big.
Gulch, right?
But
it was
Infinity.
It was the map from the main mission, Silent Cartographer.
Yeah, the huge island.
Ugh.
It was so massive. So obviously, we had to walk miles just to find a target.
But it
and
was
even
still
then,
fun.
People
then
like Joe
worked.
Over here.
What?
Just
God,
they're not even
Joe.
They're not even your target. They just decided to kill you anyways. And
I did that
there.
One time.
Ooh, come on,
yeah,
man.
But that's enough to cement it in my mind that I hate you.
Shut up.
I had a vendetta against you.
Yeah.
I was killing everyone that I saw.
Yeah. During that entire time, I was focused on completing Master Shadows.
I'm walking. Okay, I need one more kill or something. It's up this hill, and then the target spawns. Oh, this is your target. It's 30 meters in front of me, coming right at me.
I got a red warrior.
Isaac's in the warthog going over a cliff. Rocket launcher.
No, that was me. I remember. I was like, fuck yeah, he's right here. damn it. The warthog is funny. How finicky it is just to kill someone.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird to drive in vehicles on a mouse and keyboard.
Is it?
In my opinion,
I kind of
like
you
it. Get used to it. But
I
okay, wait. The warthog is so finicky.
The warthog is finicky.
It used finicky power. No, it's so freaking
finicky.
Buggy. Yeah. Remember in campaign, we kept getting stuck in between the rocks and it killed the marines in us. God.
Yeah, so last night, Daylan and Joe spent... Yeah, no, they didn't go to sleep. They spent all night playing Halo Anniversary campaign.
We spent the night together.
Wow.
Don't say it like
They only cuddled and kissed. Nothing else happened.
Bro, it was just Master Chief.
God.
It's not.
I didn't. I went to sleep.
Yeah,
but
I fucking dipped. Yeah. I had shit to do today.
But even the things that we did play, I think the one that we were having the most fun in was that Frogger game mode.
Yes.
On Halo Reach.
Oh, Halo Reach.
It was a custom map with it was just Infection on a custom map, right? Essentially just a Warthog and you just jump through
from platform to platform
while driving.
A person in a Scorpion is trying to take you down.
It's kind of balanced in the fact that like the Scorpion is so far away that you have to lead your shots. That gives you time to like aim it, but that also gives the Warthogs like an advantage in a sense, because obviously if you're not good at leading your shots, you're like dead in the water because you can't get through it. Although the only like bullshit part was that little light source part that you had to like fly through.
Oh yeah, the like bridge.
Ugh, God. It was stuck because it would just bounce you around over and over again. It would flip you over and you'd get out and you'd die. That's it. That'd be it.
Because it's super finicky, in how it would launch you. And like, I even saw it for Joe. He was on the Warthog and it flipped him upside down. Exactly.
Got,
on top of the bridge.
I was like in between and I was just like a sitting duck.
It was pretty funny, but it was fun that when you would win or when you would like,
yeah,
get it, I guess.
Alright, well, I'd like to give an update on my situation involving my job. I finally got hired.
Wow, it only took 8 months.
Finally got hired by this fucking Dollar Tree. It's minimum wage as a cashier, but it's easy, and I'm finally getting money, so I can actually buy things that I
How much they pay you, son?
It's minimum wage.
$7.50, boy.
$7.25.
A fat
oh.
seven.
fat
is
seven.
Is it $7.25?
I think it was $7.50. I got paid $7.50 last year when I worked.
But weren't you like... I
was working minimum wage.
Bro, they're cheating you 25%.
I know. 25 cents add up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But I haven't gotten a job yet. Although I wish I did.
Who
I really
doesn't?
Wish I did.
I'm in the exact status that I have been last time.
Yeah, you're still animating. Oh, by the way, how's that going for you? Animating. How's that team that hired you? How's it been?
I don't know where they went.
What team was it? Because I was on Twitter the other day, and I was going through that loop, that rabbit hole of your people that you know or people that follow you.
Okay.
I was going through this big like rabbit hole, and I found this animation group called Tornada.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is that the one that Joe worked for?
No, I don't know.
So they just like stopped. They were like, okay, we'd like to... I'd like to recruit you for this animation thing, and then they never send you any, like, projects or anything.
No, I got a couple. It's just they stopped after December.
They're off the grid.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really care. If they need me, they need me. They send something.
You should probably send them, like, an email or
whatever. I don't care.
She should be like...
I kind of get what Joe's saying. Like, it's just like a freelance job.
Yeah,
it's not
just
like
freelance.
You're expecting like a...
It's by project. Yeah, if they send me a project, I'll do it.
It's
not like you're expecting
coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, no, it's just... Look, it's a win-win. If I do it, I get the money. If I don't, I don't have to do the work.
Okay, you yandere.
Yandere.
Yandere dev.
No, I'm a tsundere. Let's talk about yandere dev.
Yandere dev.
He looks like a sim.
Seba, what's his name? What was his original username? Like Seba X?
Yeah, Seba X or something.
Seba
like
X. Humbly. Something.
I've no knowledge on Yandere Dev. As
the young Yandere Dev looks like Edward, honestly.
Oh my god.
Honestly, if you look at Yandere Dev back then and you look at Edward,
god,
it's just like...
They have the same smile.
They have that same smile and the hair in a way. Like,
oh my god.
No, I think Yandere Dev's hair is a lot curlier, isn't it?
I don't know. He doesn't have hair anymore.
Just give that vibe off.
I did it. Oh god.
Anyways, let's talk about our most important topic of the night.
What were we talking about beforehand? We didn't even finish our unwritten
topic. Yeah, you just kind of cut in and you're like, let's talk about something else.
We were just talking about Halo Reach.
No, we were talking about jobs.
We were talking about
jobs in Halo.
No.
Yeah, I work at the grocer.
What you were doing.
Yeah.
We were talking about what you were doing.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Well,
so
since they don't ask you to do any more projects, or haven't asked you to do any more projects... What are you doing in your spare time? I mean, you're not going to school.
Right.
You're just kind of chilling out at home, doing nothing.
I cry, and then I go to sleep, and then I play Persona, and then I cry, and then I go to sleep, and then I work 5 minutes of animation, and then I cry, and then go to sleep.
Why don't you work more on your, or not animation, but, like, your comics? Because I know you have Life of Sam.
He's working on
it. I'm working on it.
I was on his live stream when he was working
but
on
like,
it.
But, like, how often do you work on it?
About once a day.
Every day?
It differs from how much I actually do per day, but I do open the Flash file per day. I at least get it open.
It's progress.
I don't know, it's a lot of stuff to do, because,
I'd imagine so, but, like, I haven't seen anything come out.
Well, it's on hiatus. It's because I'm working on, an animated promo for it, too. So, I want to get the promo done, and then release it when Chapter 2 comes out, so then more people, like, from my YouTube will be like, oh my god, it's Life Sam,
oh my
what
goodness,
is that?
He's
Michael Cera! And then they click on the link, and it's like, wow, I could read the first 2 chapters already! And then they follow, and they're like, wow!
That's what we call a marketing.
And then you get fished, and then you get hooked in.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get disappointed because Chapter 3 and 4 never
but
come
then
out.
At least it leaves your mind being like...
And then I'm like, why is the Invader Zim voice actor saying fuck?
This can't be happening.
Dalen Reddit, he likes it.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Do you really? Like, unironically likes Life of Sam?
He just read it when you guys were doing stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
I haven't read
it. It's good. I have an actual story building up.
Falls on his ass. I love it.
So yeah, I'm going to do that. Hopefully by the end of March, Chapter 2 and the promo will be out. The promo is taking a while. It's only 30 seconds. But it's taking me a pain because I'm doing it in 60 FPS.
Ooh.
You decided to torture yourself.
I wanted to experiment.
You should have just gone for 30 or maybe...
No,
like,
I wanted to experiment.
At 45 at the most.
No, because I wanted to see... Because I'm glad I did this at 60 FPS. Because it taught me 2 things.
To never do 60 FPS.
Yeah, one, because I always wanted to do the roommate's finale in 60 FPS.
Oh.
Okay, so this taught me, one, no. Do not do this. And two, it looks really smooth, but the way to properly do 60 FPS without killing yourself is everything being tweened, right?
Uh-huh.
And tweening's just, it's so complicated. Like, every single thing has to be layers. And you have to tween every layer. And it's just like a lot of... Think of... Okay. Dalen, you could relate. Think of building a Gundam.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, every piece of the cartoon is its own layer. And you have to build it and make sure it, like, stacks on top of each other and moves correctly. Like, without breaking. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was confusing.
There's instructions
fuck.
In Gundam.
Okay. In layman's terms, it's just complicated.
It's just complicated.
It's a lot of stuff for one thing.
Yeah, so I'm glad I did. It looks really good. When you guys see it when it comes out, it's gonna look really smooth. But I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna do a 60 FPS one again, unless it's like a sprite animation.
Yeah. Well, no, I was watching you work on it for a bit while I was just chilling there.
Yeah.
Been playing Animal Crossing.
Ruben was there. Yeah. Speaking of Animal Crossing,
chilling out, balling.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Animal Crossing Doom comes out.
Doom Persona 5 Royal.
No one cares, man. No one cares. It's all about Animal Crossing.
I was telling Dan that I was so pissed. I didn't tell Isaac this, but I'm gonna say it right now. Isaac came to me the other day and he was talking to me. He was like, "Oh, I pre-ordered Animal Crossing New Horizons." Like, where'd you get it at? Best Buy, you know, for me and my girlfriend. Oh, did you get the bell bag? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. But in my mind, I was like, fuck! I can't have shit in this house!
Well,
I swear,
well,
I fucking bought
so
that. I got gifted the Phantom Royal Edition by my girlfriend. I was like, hell yeah. I'm like, one of a kind here. And then Dalen comes to me, he's like, oh, I got it too. I was like, fuck! And then Edward's like,
what
I got
asshole.
It too.
What an asshole response. Like, you're fucking envying other people for getting what you also have.
Exactly.
Mine wasn't a gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all from my hard-earned money. You're just getting it for free.
Edward's just getting it.
You're just a free... Yeah, no. At least Edward's still working for it.
Edward literally put blood, sweat,
and
tears.
Literally.
He put his blood on the line for this fucking Royal Edition. I was like, fuck you.
Living on a prayer.
So what, Jokers?
We're just going to come up with the mask like, well, I'm not changing.
Who am I? Morgana?
No, you're the background.
Joseph, like just the whole background.
It's just Joseph's face as the sun.
Yeah.
But no, fuck you. How dare you say that?
That's such an asshole thing.
Yeah, that's such an asshole thing. Why can't I be different?
Yeah,
oh, fuck
look
you.
At me. I don't have
I'm getting Animal Crossing so me and my girlfriend can bond.
But
she's like, oh, hey, Animal Crossing.
I agree.
I'm fucking joking.
Right,
no,
right.
No, well, guys, I'm not.
It's okay, I'm only pretending to be retarded.
We all want to be special.
It's okay, guys.
It's
that's
okay.
my personality on
we,
this podcast. I'm an
be,
asshole.
I'm
trying to be
much
of an asshole as possible.
We all want to be special. Why do you think I grinded so much in Halo Reach so I could have better armor?
I know. I was trying to catch up to you, and then you fucking spent all night playing. I was like, I can't fucking catch up. I'm just going to be fucking behind you.
I can't. I've had it.
But
I
it's fun. I
can't fucking compete.
But I think it's still fun, though. Like, racing each other to fucking get more armor or something. And then being like,
well, Daylight has nothing better to do except maybe school.
I haven't played Halo Reach in like
well,
five
yeah,
months.
But when
during that time when
yeah, but
was
when
on.
Halo Reach came out, you're like, yeah, fuck all you guys. And you just spent nights.
Like, the first month, I had like 164 hours into the game.
Yeah, oh. And then I think the person with the second most hours was
Ruben.
Yeah, I think you got most of your hours because you would just like go to sleep with your with
Hero.
Reach on.
Yeah. That was at least like 64 hours.
And I was like, I'm just here, like, I'm gonna fucking try and catch up, like,
and you would
grinding
also
on the double XP stuff. If
yeah.
If I had grinded on all the double XP stuff that they had given out, I probably would have catch up to you.
We were looking at our stats earlier. Ruben has like what 2,000 kills, and I had like almost 6,000 or.
Somewhere around there. I think it's deaths or kills, I forgot.
Well, it's because you
those
were also
kills.
Playing Griffball to fucking farm.
Oh, yeah, I just played Griffball.
Yeah, just straight Griffball.
I genuinely find Griffball fun. I like Griffball.
But, like,
yeah.
How can you stand playing just
I
one
could
game
not.
Over
I could
and
not.
Over and over again? Like, I understand playing Reach,
because,
you know, Reach is fun.
I had the drive to be better than all of the others.
I must be better.
I have to get the better armor. I could not. Like, after, like, four games of Griffball, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like,
this is
fucking irritating. This is brain numbing.
I'd rather go play like Headhunter, whatever the other one calls with the headshots.
I had severe headaches.
Achievement Hunter.
my fucking physical
because,
health.
So then I went off on my own turn. I was like, if I can't fucking beat Dalen in the armor category, I can beat him in the gamer score category. Because he had said like, oh, I have more gamer score than all of you. And I was like, and it stuck in my head.
And
like,
then Ruben was like, fuck you, Dalen.
And I was like, fuck you, I'm gonna fucking beat you. And I was like, what can I do? And I was like, I can beat the part times and I can get all the data pads. So I spent like a day doing it. And I had like
yeah, you
400
brought
more like gamer score up top. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you brought me along with you and it raised some of my gamer score. But
I
then you just
where it brought you back below.
We did the data pads together, I think. Or we did some of them. We did the data pads together, I remember. And then I went up and I did the part time. Because that one was easy to do. But then he beat me, so I had to grind.
Physically
again.
Beat you, so now you can't play with your hands anymore.
I have no arms, and I must scream.
You can still scream if you want.
What do
I
you
mean,
want?
That's why
it feels good.
To scream, yeah.
To win.
It feels good to win. It feels good.
Sorry,
to
you
tough.
Have the EVA helmet. I have the EVA helmet. Skull on it.
Bro. To you.
Wait, don't you?
We're two different people.
Yeah, Dalen's got that stink on him. You're still clean.
I have the pestilence.
I need that fire. And Joe's just like, yeah, I have all the stock armor still.
I don't play multiplayer. Like, you know, like the actual.
I think campaign gives you XP now, doesn't it?
No.
Now it's done.
When we played, it did not.
Well, now, doesn't it?
No. Again, we just played last night. It didn't
no, for Reach.
It would still count, though.
What it?
I don't want to play through the Halo Reach campaign anymore, man. I played through those missions so many times.
I've never played through it, but I don't really want to play Reach in general. I prefer.
I wanted all four of us to play Reach together, but
it's
fucking atrocious.
It was so laggy.
So laggy.
I think it was the servers because we would try to play it like on launches.
No, it wasn't.
I think it's peer to peer.
Is it?
Is it? That's gross.
Because remember when Dalen used to have food? Oh, like, could not do anything.
Actually, yeah, you might be right. It could be peer to peer.
Yeah.
But I have good internet.
You
know,
apparently
I don't know.
Blunt.
I have Ethan and everything. I have very good internet.
Well,
it didn't
fucking work. I don't know what to tell
you. It might be like a Left 4 Dead thing where if it's peer to peer, if the host is like lagging because their graphics aren't good enough, like their frames are below a certain threshold, everyone else will look like the server is crashing, like the zombies will.
I know one thing.
I'm grabbing pills.
I for sure have better internet than this guy.
No, I think I have better internet. It's just not... It doesn't stay up. Well, yesterday was just bugging out for some reason. It was only yesterday.
On the count of three, we're all going to point to the guy who has the worst internet.
Okay.
Like, over time. One. He's not two, here. Three.
He's not here. He's not here.
He's not here. Oh, well, that is true, Edward.
Does Edward really have...
Why do you say me?
I don't know, because he always disconnects or something like that.
When I think of Ruben, I kind of get it because, like, I feel like when Ruben talks in Discord, like,
but
he's, like, constantly, like, speeding up.
But that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
I don't
know. It still does.
It still does?
Yeah. If anything, more than usual, I've noticed lately.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Can
I show? Dallas pointed it out. Well, have I stopped cutting out at least?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Dalen has good internet.
The reason that I cut out, I know why, is because whenever I put my PC to sleep and I open it up, it affects Discord for some reason, so I have to open it and close it.
Okay.
So, like, the application through Task Manager. But it hasn't been doing that recently. At least I don't think so.
So does Edward really have bad internet?
I don't think so.
I mean, like, I guess it's okay.
I mean, he's Edward.
I haven't played with him.
He lives in the shack.
Well, I played Gmod with him, like, once. I still have that picture, because... There was, like, this add-on I downloaded that lets you use a phone that takes camera pictures. And they have, like, a picture of just me and Edward as a catchy and joking. So,
huh?
Memory of him.
In Gmod.
Right.
Catchy. Yeah. No, in real life, we were cosplaying.
I entered the metaverse.
People just kept on coming up to Edward saying, are you a Joker? No, I'm a JoJo character.
He says, rip to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss.
They walk away crying. They're like, no, that poor man.
He did it before Joaquin.
Oh my god.
What?
I feel like if he did that cosplay again, I feel like maybe I might get more recognition.
I don't know. I think people would still think it's a Joker.
That's why.
I don't think the Joker ever had blonde hair, did he?
Probably. I don't know. It's Edward. It's just a Joker without makeup.
Well, yeah, I know. But, like, I don't think... Is the Joker ever had blonde hair?
No, it's green.
God, I hate Joker.
Well, no, well, yeah, I guess.
God.
I want to get back into Photoshop. Like, I remember I loved to play with Photoshop. Just editing faces onto other things. But I just ran out of ideas. And I stopped bringing my computer to school, so I never had enough spare time.
Bruh.
God, I can't wait for Animal Crossing. I want to play. It'd be fun to play all together, too.
Me and Ruben were having a discussion, like, I don't know, like, if you get a digital, you can play it, like, as soon as it comes out. It's like, it's Animal Crossing. What are you going to do at midnight?
That's what I was saying. I was like, because we were having this discussion, like, we expected something to happen. And we were both like, oh, yeah.
There's
what if they do a midnight release for Best Buy? Then I was like, then I'll probably go there. And I was, like, talking about it. And then it kind of hit me. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do when I get it? When I go home, it's going to be midnight in the game. I'm not going to want to play it at midnight. I want to play it in the day.
Yeah, you're going to be half asleep.
No, everybody's going to, like, change their system settings.
But I'm not going to cheat.
That's fake. That's being a fake person.
That's playing a time traveler.
I don't even play Animal Crossing.
So I'm like, what's the point? I was like, I guess I'll just go, like, at 9 a.m. when the store opens and pick it up then.
You start up. Tom Nook's like, sorry, you're late.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's it. No, you can't.
You don't get the bonus.
You gotta wait until next week.
You don't get the Phantom Thieves bonus edition.
Can't wait. It's gonna be fun.
No ball sack bag for you.
Bruh.
We'll play together. It'll be fun.
All of us together.
I like how you can't even chop down trees unless you're best friends.
What?
What?
You mean in the other people's...
Because in the game, there's a system that's like... People who come to your town are called friends. But if it's like a recurring visitor that you're good friends with, either in real life or like online, you can make them a best friend. So you can message them whether they're in your town or not.
But in this new one,
it's like people who come to your town are just your friends, but they can't like dig anything up or cut anything down unless they're your best friend. You give them permission to do that stuff.
I saw an Earthbound reference in the direct.
Ness.
Nintendo. And that was cool.
And I was like,
I really hope that.
I was like, Mother 1 Remastered with better
gameplay?
No, 3D? I want the whole trilogy? Mother 3?
Mother 3D?
Mother 1 2 plus 3?
Mother 1 plus 2 plus 3?
Mother with Super Mario Odyssey graphics.
It would be really cool if they look like how they did in Smash Brothers.
I have a question. Would you be angry, Joe, if...
Yes.
I'm angry, Joe.
Would you be angry if they changed Earthbound Mother and let's say Mother One.
Okay.
Mother 3, Mother 1, and Earthbound. Would you be mad if they changed the system into the Final Fantasy VII kind of system? Like the remake. Where like now it's like the 3D open world kind of ish fighting.
It wouldn't really make sense for Earthbound.
I don't know. I feel like it could work.
Because
you could still use a roll encounter and stuff.
But like if it's like action, like there's no actual turn base. It's like, you know, you're fighting right there and then.
Is turn based though.
Not the remake, it's...
It carries on the feeling of the turn-based stuff by the fact that you can slow down time and activate your commands, which were the...
Well, yeah, but I don't think that would work for Earthbound, because Earthbound is more of a, you know...
It's just Smash.
Yeah. No, it's just a Smash.
It'd be just like any other... Persona Strikers.
It's not that, like... I don't know. It depends how
If not Final Fantasy VII Remake, I would say it would be nice, like a Dragon Quest XI kind of deal. Where it's like, you still do a turn-based kind of system, but you can walk around and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would probably work better. But like, I still think it has to be turn-based.
I kind of get it.
Mother Trilogy released in America finally, but you boot it up and it only has Earthbound 2. Or Earthbound or whatever.
It just doesn't have Mother 3.
It's the ROM hack.
Not the first one or the third one.
It's
the ROM hack by Toby Fox.
Where all the kids died.
No. It's the Mother Trilogy. You boot it up. Earthbound, Undertale, and Deltarune.
What is... I haven't seen gameplay of Deltarune. I've heard of it. It's essentially just the Undertale.
Gameplay of Deltarune, bro. It's just Undertale.
It's just Undertale too, right?
But it's Undertale, but better. Yeah, it plays the battle. The battle system is better than Undertale.
What does that mean?
You have more stuff to do, and you have more party members. In Undertale, it's just you. In Deltarune, you have actual party members.
Oh, so it's more like.
And you have an actual RPG.
So it's essentially like Mother.
More like Mother, yeah. You still have the heart thing where you move around, but that's also been done better because like now you have this guard edging thing. If the attack edges you, like you build up like a TP meter, which you have like you do like your spells with that meter.
Oh, don't worry, the attacks are edge me.
But yeah, Deltarune plays better in my opinion. It's more fun.
I've never seen gameplay of it. I've heard of it and I've been like, okay, what is
it? It's free. You could download Chapter 1.
Is it really free?
Chapter 1 is. You could get on the Switch and the computer.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, how many chapters are there in Deltarune?
It hasn't said. He's working on... He's gonna...
Oh, so it's not finished, you're telling me?
They're long though, right? They're long.
Yeah,
they're
really long? He's gonna release them all at once. He just released Chapter 1 as like a teaser.
Okay.
But it's free, so Chapter 1 you can get for free right now.
Wait, so is the canonical ending for Deltarune like...
No, Deltarune's in an alternate universe.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a sequel, it's like, you know.
It's there.
Doesn't Sans say something about your mom?
Yeah.
Is it Sans like all-knowing? Isn't he like from multiple... Like,
yeah, he knows about the timelines.
In real life or the game?
In real life.
What? You see Sans in real life?
Bro, who's that outside your window?
I forgot. Undertale?
Yeah, Undertale. Deltarune's cool.
Undertale, that final boss is pretty cool. Not that final boss. The final boss.
Why are you trying to hide spoilers for a 5-year-old game?
He hasn't played it.
I've not been spoiled this whole time.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I've not been spoiled.
Let's just say the hard boss is really cool.
The one that you don't suspect is really awesome.
I know you fight Sans, but like I have no context to it at all.
Okay.
You just fight Sans.
You beat him up.
It's a friendly...
It's a tutorial battle. Undertale's not even that long. Just beat it.
I have it installed on my computer.
It's like 4 hours. Yeah, it's only like 4 hours.
It's like super short.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
It's 4 hours! It takes you that long to...
All that time you spent playing Jurassic Park, you can fucking play...
I want to look at my dinosaurs.
Bro.
It's okay.
Do any of you ever do this thing where you're like, I want to play a game. Like, you're laying on your bed or you're just in there, you're like...
I really want
to play... I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I don't feel like doing anything, but I want to do something.
Yeah.
I want to play a game. So you go and you sit down... You look at your games,
and then you can't find anything.
Like
I don't really want to play any of these.
You're like, okay, I'll play this one. And you load it up, and it's booting up, and you're like, I don't want to play it.
Yes.
You turn it off, and you go lay down.
All the time.
Exactly.
That's why I don't beat a lot of games, like Luigi's Mansion 3.
I was playing The Outer Worlds, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I uninstalled it, and I was like, I'm not going to play that anymore.
Bruh.
Right, I'm in this constant loop where I want, well, like you, like I want to play a game, but I can't really find anything interesting. So I always end up going back to Left 4 Dead 2.
I'm sorry, but I could never go back to Left 4 Dead 2 in my opinion.
Like, no?
That's just personally, that's just a game for me that I don't see myself consistently playing by myself.
Yeah, I only play when
yeah,
we
I,
have
I,
yeah, I
like,
only would play
I feel kind of sad when I play it. I'm just like, what do I do now?
We can't all put 1,000 hours into Left 4 Dead.
God, that's sad.
I can't.
I don't
personally
have 1,000 hours, do I?
Like, I can play
you like you have a lot. Like, you have most.
Well, I know I have a lot, but it's.
You have more than all of us combined.
Like, Left 4 Dead 2, I can just play through one campaign and I call it a day.
I can't even play through one campaign single player. I just only play one multiplayer.
Yeah, no, I don't play single player. I feel like. I'll kill myself.
So you just spent like 800 hours just in the menus?
Yeah, no.
You just
No, I used to play Versus, but everyone's just a fucking bitch.
For no reason, too. Like, there's no ranking system.
Yeah, there's no reason to be competitive. It's all usually casual. But people take it really, really seriously on Versus for some reason. Like, if you don't do what they think you should do.
Oh man, it's
yeah, they just fucking yell at you. They're like, can we get this guy? God, this dude fucking sucks.
It's MVM Tories all over again.
Yeah, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, no one's gonna lose anything. Like, yeah. I don't know what you get so upset about.
I don't.
Who are you?
I don't understand.
Why are you so angry about
So,
man?
I just play,
it's just a game.
I usually play, just.
That's a weak mindset.
Campaigns.
Fuck. Anyways.
Yeah, I just usually play campaigns with just anyone I can find. I try to stay away from the ones that were given in the game.
The tryhards.
Yeah, I try and like find like new campaigns that are released or something. Or custom campaigns. But I'm usually really there for like the guns. Because I like some of the mods that they have.
I can't really think of any game I can play by myself and be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the only game I can play by myself is like,
nothing.
Well, the more I think about it, it's like I'm always looking at multiplayer games. I always catch myself at the store like multiplayer. I just look through.
Well, it's because almost every game that's out there is multiplayer in some aspect.
Well, the multiplayer games are the ones that stay more fresh.
Well, yeah, because well, there's always players.
I mostly get single player games.
I want to get more single player games like Breath of the Wild. I got the DLC on that, and I've been.
Lately, I've been playing a lot of XCOM, the old one, like from
the first one,
2011, or something.
Enemy Unknown.
Enemy Unknown. That game's really good. It's really good.
I don't know. I just haven't had the time to play any of the other games. Or I just don't have the motivation to. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of single player games, BioShock. Dalen got me that. I'm excited to play it.
They're Poggers games. Dalen
got
me
Battlefront 2, which is a pog game. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. I love it.
Oh, Dalen got Isaac nothing.
Yeah, no, he didn't give me anything.
We'll see.
I don't expect.
We'll see, maybe.
Can I get a little for the DLC?
Can I get a little favor? I'm joking.
Is there DLC? There's no DLC.
No, of course.
Yeah,
no. I don't expect anything. I don't really want anything. Nothing really interesting. Actually, no, get me... What's the most expensive game right now? Give me the Valve Complete Pack.
Let's all buy Uno and play.
Oh my god, you win Uno! You always want us to play Uno!
Uno is fun. Honestly,
it
Uno
is
fun if you play it.
I'm not spending money on Uno.
It's like $4 on sale.
Then you buy it for me.
When it goes on sale.
Okay.
I've been getting more into card games recently. There's a Binding of Isaac card game.
Bumbo or
He just likes
Bimbo
to play because it has his name in it. No.
Binding of me? What?
Binding
what? I can't move! No, it's actually really fun, and some of the it's really fun actually. It's like an RPG.
Yeah.
Except you don't fucking transform.
I've seen Vinny play it. It looks cool.
It's really cool.
I like the cardboard aesthetic.
My brother has a lot of board game Vinny. Sometimes I could just borrow some and
just bring one.
You can play, yeah.
I have Monopoly, but that's like the only
board
game.
That's like the worst board game ever.
Yeah,
but I have the Mario one.
Don't
you play all the other games? You play all those other like intense board games, and you go back to Monopoly, and you're like...
Like, I have Pandemic, super fun. Settlers of Catan is fun. Monsters in Tokyo is super cool. Like a very competitive
game. I wish we could play Jackbox Party Pack.
So I have it.
One of us just has to get on Steam.
Oh, on Steam, right.
Oh.
But they're like,
but like the best one, is
Jackbox
like
Party Pack 3.
Third, Party Pack 3 is the best one.
Maybe
like,
we'll go
I, like, I saw the other ones, they look cool and stuff, but I'm not interested.
3 has the best selection.
Party 3, I feel like 3.
Oh, I just checked my hours on Left 4 Dead 2. It's the third one. My best one is Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
I remember when Isaac used to be super into Counter-Strike.
Well, it's because Tommy and his friends
would all play, and I would come in and I'm like, I don't really want to play because I'm so bad at competitive games.
Yeah, well, first of all, you had to buy the game. And when it wasn't free, you had to buy it for like $20 or something.
Yeah.
And Ruben was like, I'll get it if it goes on sale. And then he never got it, even if it was on sale. And man, Counter-Strike's hard. I don't play it anymore because it's boring to play on your own.
I can't play.
I
could not deal with all those tryhards.
That's why.
That was insane.
Like, I don't like the
community. They're like, hey, play, or like, oh, let's play it, and I'm just like, I don't want to play because I don't want to deal with people screaming at you. Like, I just want to play the game normally. I don't want to hear people like,
bro, he's right there.
You know what Counter-Strike is still pretty fun? Swords. Because nobody plays it, so nobody takes it seriously.
On Global Offensive?
On Swords.
Yeah, you might as well, if you're going to play Counter-Strike Swords, you might as well play Gmod.
Yeah, but I mean, there's different things to do on Swords.
I don't know. I just couldn't bring myself to play that. Team Fortress 2 is pretty fun.
TF2, I still play TF2 too.
I play TF2 on
my
own sometimes.
By myself. Well, you know, by myself.
I just play when everyone plays it.
I like to go on the community servers. Like,
yeah, Dalen's fucking... He's giving me a face where he's, like, disgusted. He's like, I fucking hate
TF2. I don't know
TF2.
What to say.
What are your feelings on TF2?
It's
I say TF2, what do you think?
It's okay.
Bruh.
Dalen has had some... I've seen that Dalen enjoys sometimes.
We've all played, I enjoyed it sometimes, but I don't know. Like, it feels like I wish I had more variety in the characters, I guess.
Yeah, right. You want another Overwatch situation?
Well, like, because in Overwatch, like, I have a specific character I really like, and he's like a very, he's like support, but he's like a different kind of support where he debuffs the enemy team and he has a heal over time, on the heal on your team.
Zenyatta.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just what's your weapon?
Well, the thing is that you have to play long enough to get different weapons, and I think that's what deters a lot of people from TF2.
Yeah.
Because you have to play a while. To get things that are
not
like,
really, not anymore.
Like,
if you want,
even if you don't have a backpack, like when I didn't have
he didn't have premium for TF2,
it's like all your stuff just piles up and you can't get any new weapons. You have to throw away weapons.
Yeah, you have
to
throw away old ones. So you have to choose which ones you don't
like. I'm just
like.
Saying, Team Fortress 2 is very fun, but it's very flawed. I feel like
it's a 13-year-old game.
Yeah, it's a 13-year-old.
So I understand it's hard to like. When you're piling updates upon updates upon updates,
imagine what the code would look like. It's just jumbled.
I'm sure they put some code in to cancel other things out, but
TF2 is still a lot of fun.
Not worrying about all that stuff. When you're just playing with your friends, it's fun.
Yeah. Remember that time it was only us? Like we were three engineers versus another team, and we like destroyed them.
Yeah, and I think Dalen was our only offensive, wasn't he? Or was it just us three?
I played Pyro when we played.
I remember one when we were on that map. I don't know what it was called, but it was like there's like the little payload that's gonna enter, and we were like, and there's like this cliff on top of it.
Uh huh.
That's like man made, and we had like turrets there.
Yeah.
And then Isaac was checking, I think, as demo man. You're like planting traps everywhere for
us. Yeah, I was
engineering for spies and stuff like that. I remember that one, and I also remember
where was that? What? What?
I know what map you're talking about.
Oh, where it's like...
It's one of the Dust Bowl, I think.
No. I know which one he's talking about. It's like the payload's coming in, and then as soon as he gets to the point, it like a gate opens up, and they drop it in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too. It's the grassy area, right?
Yeah.
I think it was, like, Borneo.
And the other one I remember is on that map. I don't know what it's called, but I just know, like, there's, like, a wooden kind of house in the middle of it. Well, it's, like, it's very long and narrow. And then, like... we were like setting up our turrets, like near the stone area.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And we had our like dispensers on the left side.
I
don't know what you're talking about.
And then they would push in.
And then
there was a heavy that would push in with a medic.
Yeah.
Overcharged, and then we'd have to get our defenses set up to get like ready to fight it. And we like pushed back so hard that we like managed to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Remember? It was the...
Was it Dust Bowl?
No, it wasn't Dust Bowl.
A barn? a wooden house.
It's like there's like stone structure. There's like a stone structure, and then like there's like a bridge. Like not like a bridge, like stairs that lead up into the middle capture area.
Yeah.
And then right after that, it's like dirt, and there's like a little wooden house that kind of separates our team from theirs, coming in, and that's like kind of the choke point area. And it's like you come through like a tunnel.
I think it's
the
same map.
Oh wait,
I think it's the same map as the other one. The other thing with the.
No, I think what you're talking about is Dust Bowl. Because in the... No, Dust Bowl is count...
they don't have
capture.
I just know it's in, like, a deserty area, but, like...
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking... I just don't know what it is. It's like... Yeah, I know. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, well. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I really want to play TF2 with y'all.
Let's play again. Not today, but some
other... Not today.
I
want to
play Halo 1.
Well, yeah,
no,
I just said...
No! No Halo! Halo is not allowed.
I want to play Halo 2.
Well, it's not out yet, okay?
And play ODST.
And 2 Anniversary.
Same thing?
And Halo 1.
No, it's actually...
No.
It's 2 different.
What do you mean?
Are we even going to do anything later tonight, or is it just it?
What is
tonight thing? I had to go to sleep.
He has to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep, because I'm fucking tired. And Dan's probably going to go to sleep, because...
We'll see.
My guy has not slept all day.
I mean, he's at school tomorrow, so like, what does it matter? He can just sleep the whole day tomorrow.
I've done crazy.
Oh, you don't have to... Right, because you're on spring break.
Spring break now.
And I don't have Monday.
We have like 11 days.
Fuck.
Poggies.
The spring break is in for another 2 weeks.
What?
The spring break is
the next week and then the week after.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Our spring break starts next week.
And then I just don't have school.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, dude. You're just chilling out.
Yeah.
Wait,
speaking of me doing nothing, I got a good way to make money now. So the other day, Ruben and Dan were there.
Yeah.
The other day, I jokingly started doing $1 commissions.
Really?
And people actually gave me money.
Really? What were the commissions on?
Just simple drawings.
Three of them were their characters, and then one of them was like my characters kissing each other.
yeah.
But I did it jokingly.
I didn't say for that part, but I was there for like I was gonna commission too, like for you to draw something, but I just couldn't think of anything.
But like,
what about our the logo for the channel?
Still waiting on that.
Yeah, Daylan was still waiting on that.
I'm still waiting on someone to produce it for
me. You said to do it today.
You know
give us a sample.
And I'll put it $1 out and you make
it. I'm not making it for $1, give me more.
No, because it's $1 commission.
It's literally not that hard.
We're just
asking for like a more serious
thing. I'm just doing like
and
doodles.
And that's like, he does that very unserious.
Yeah, I'm doing just like
doodles. Like, I understand where Joe's coming from.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Stupid.
Listen, I'll pay you an exposure.
I'm more popular.
Don't
worry about it.
Saboka follows
him.
Saboka does follow me.
See, I already have a clout.
Speaking
of YouTube, you can put your face on a poster and call it a day.
Okay. Speaking of Saboka, let's do a quick plug. Me and Ruben have another podcast called FloJo's Clubhouse.
We said fuck it to these guys and made our own.
But we came back. It's okay. And then shout out to Saboka. That's it. that's it. He'll never hear this.
I want to get in on this other podcast, too.
We can have you as a guest.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
Because then that podcast morphs into this podcast.
Yeah.
It's the crossover episode.
We'll change
that. You'll be a guest, because I don't know.
Yeah, we can have...
It's going to be awkward for the fan, or where are we going to put you in there?
What
I mean,
in the...
I mean, who listens to us except the people that are close to us?
72 people?
72 people.
On YouTube?
Oh, what, the podcast has like 100 views now.
Mm-hmm.
We get sponsored. Ooh.
That's about 1,000 less than I expected.
Okay.
Come on, Flojo.
I don't know. You guys could be guests. It's more of a talk show than whatever this is. Whatever the Chuck Club is.
This is our thoughts.
Yeah, this is just our thoughts. The other podcast is more like an actual talk show.
We did have guests last time. Oh, no, we didn't have guests.
No, that was just... I wanted to, you know... That was after stream. So that doesn't count. We should get some guests soon.
We'll have guests come in and now, and we'll do like a, we'll go through everyone.
Well, yeah,
Isaac and Daylan.
It's like per episode.
Yeah, Isaac and Daylan, and then we can do like, you know, your friend Gerardo.
Yeah.
We can do like, whoever.
Yeah, and it's like a talk show.
We can have
podcast is mine now.
Oh my god, he took over.
You know, maybe you could hit up for former President Barack Obama.
Mr. Barack Obama, would you like to be on our...
Would you like to beatbox for us?
What I'm going to do for the guests, I'm just going to put clip art of them right next to us. No, they're on the table. They're just laying down.
put a Minecraft skin version.
Did you get Minecraft?
So yeah, shout out to Suboka. Okay, next.
And shout out to
Flojo's Clubhouse. Check it
Candy.
Out.
Candy.
Oh, Candy's trash. Good artist.
Who?
She made the art for our podcast.
Oh yeah.
That was
podcast. Our podcast.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Edward's our mascot for this one. We can't replace him. It's too late.
Edward's a mascot.
He's the mascot. What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. I think this is a good
stopping point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try not to make an episode 8 months later again.
We'll come back. We'll work
months.
On this.
We'll try to be more consistent.
It'll be 9 months. You know what?
No, we only do an episode per year.
We're gonna grow exponentially. Like, it's 8 months and it's
just
8 months and it's just
God.
Yeah, to the point, it's gonna get to the point to Jontron's schedule.
Yeah.
Episode 8 will be when we're 60.
Episode 100
gonna
be episode 100.
You know
what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
So that's it, guys.
Thank you for watching. Or not actually watching. You're not watching anything.
You're listening.
I'm listening. Have a good day. You're listening. Have a good day.
And remember to stay
healthy, please.
This has been the Nostalgia Critic.
I remembered, so you don't have to.